brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus, in the name of Yahushua HaMashiach, our Lord, our Savior, the one that loves us, the one that called us by His name, the one that leads and guides us into all truth. And for those of you that have built your life on truth, amidst all the storms that rage around us in this world, we know we have a solid foundation. We know the one whom we have served, and we stand strong amidst whatever it is that may come up, because truth remains true. We've talked about this. We've talked about that which we have in Christ. We've talked about that which we know. We talked about the assurance that we have, which shakes other people to the core when they see us moving and smiling and carrying on in that which is real, while their lives that have been built on a lie and a delusion don't last. Now, in the midst of this too, God will use a lot of you guys to share that hope, share that truth, share that knowledge. And you have to have a confidence in what it is that you know, because see, at the core of people's beings, they know when they've been off base, because they know that what they believe in, it doesn't stand. And because of that, when they encounter truth, a lot of times they'll lash out, because they've bought into the way that the world works, which is by consensus. The world works off of consensus, where you know, they just get everybody to groupthink and pat each other on the back and tell each other that they're okay, and that's not how it is. In the kingdom of God, we have a king. And he's got dominion. There's where you get the word kingdom. You've got a king with dominion. And that's where you get a kingdom. Now, a kingdom has a monarch. And a monarch sets the stage for all that will take place. So whatever the king says is how it is. And it's how it is whether you like it or not, whether you accept it or not, whether you believe it or not. That's just how it is. So in that process of being subjects within the kingdom of God, and if you are a follower of Christ, a true follower of Christ, you are part of that kingdom. Now, we can make our petitions, we can make our petitions known to God. We can boldly come before the throne of grace. We can boldly come before the King as a child of God with access made through the blood and the body of Christ Jesus. We can come before the King and make our petition known to Him. And as the King decrees, and whatever it is that He says, that's the way it's going to be. But no matter what's said and done, how the King lays things out, that's what it's going to be. So the best thing for you to do is to align yourself with truth and to align yourself with the King and what the King is saying and doing. Because that, my friends, is the place of truth, is the place of peace, is the place of direction, is the place of purpose in our time in the earth. And even as peace is being taken from the earth, there's still the hand and the protection of God that functions and flows in and through our own lives, that God will direct you and move you. And this is why my sheep know my voice. They won't follow another, is what Jesus said. So you need to know the voice of God so that you can flow with Him, so that you are where you need to be when you need to be there, and you are not in some places when you shouldn't be there. Because there's going to be all kinds of things that are going to come up. And as the world is just continually trying to protect itself and buffer itself and looking for places of safety, in the natural, all those things are going to be stripped from them. And in the process of them being stripped, the only place of safety, true safety, spiritually, mentally, and even physically, is going to be in that walk and that relationship with Christ Jesus. And if you know Him, you have what you need. If you don't know Him, then you don't have what you need. And so you're just going to be scrambling from one thing to the next, trying to find some way forward, and it doesn't work. So part of what's necessary in this time, on a macro level, on a large scale level, is for all those delusions to be broken up so people can see the fallacy of that which they've bought into. They need to see for themselves that they've bought into a lie. And so in order for that lie to be exposed, it has to be tested. God's shaking everything that can be shaken. And in the process of shaking everything that can be shaken, that then reveals, hey, this doesn't work. See, truth is true no matter what. So the foundation of truth will always remain consistent, no matter what it is that takes place. Now, sometimes, you know, we may not have understood something the way that God intended for us to do. And that's why sometimes we go through some experiences in life that help us to realize some of the misconceptions that we might have had. Like, for example, I was very active in the church system for a long time, and I bought into a lot of things. And there were some good things that happened in there, but part of that process was, and part of what God had to do with me, was breaking me out of looking to a person, a human individual, when He wanted me to look to Him direct, which is in accordance with His Word as well, which is, you know, we all have one head. He is the high priest. You know, and even Paul tried to get people to stop looking at him as an individual. He said, you know, who is Paul? Who is Apollos? Who is Cephas? You know, who are these people? They're just messengers by which you heard. That's why for us at Faith Mix, we've just put this up in such a way, because in the end, we want to encourage you in your walk and in your personal relationship with Christ. But we do not want you looking to us as something more than what we are. We're just messengers. We're just a team that God puts out there, occasionally puts something up to help you and encourage you, but it's between you and your walk with the Father as you are working out your own salvation in fear and trembling. So we will not assume in your life or in anybody else's life some position that is not ours to be. Seriously. Oh, you guys, if you knew the stuff that we turn down, if you knew the stuff that the traps that are there that so often happen. I mean, just today, we had somebody that wrote us and offered to monetize, you know, some of our efforts with Faith Mix. And it's just like, no, we're not doing that. We wrote them back very politely. It's not the first time. We've had that happen a number of times. Because you guys are here, and there's a growing number of people all over the world that listen in, that listen to this, because there's a lot of people who are looking for answers now, and this is one place where God definitely does speak through. Absolutely, God speaks through, and we've got a voice and a platform. And you guys hear it, it helps you, it supports you, and you guys share it with others. For those of you that have that boldness and that willingness, and you share it with other people that it can help. But, you know, yeah, our goal is not to turn this into a commercial operation. Because if we did that, oh gosh, we would just sail to the races. We would be off to the races with something like that. No, our primary goal here is God gives us something and we put it out. And that's all we've done for, you know, all the time that we've had this. And until the point where we're not allowed to do it anymore because the circumstance doesn't allow for it, or the situation doesn't allow for it, or God just pulls us from the air. And He can very well do that. You know, you get voices out there that God puts there for a window and a season, and then there's a time when those voices, God says, that's it, we're done. And, hey, if you just do your assignment, that's it. We're not building an empire here. You know, we're here, and then that's it. So we do our service as unto God, and then we carry on. Now, because if you understand that piece, then you can go forward with good motives and clean hands and a pure heart, because you're doing whatever you're doing is unto the Father. Now, He will lead you and guide you in that. But in that process, realize that this world is not your home. This is not your final resting place by any means. So we are transitioning through. Now, in your time in the earth, you want to make sure that the purpose that you are here for, and the purpose that God destined that you and I would be in the earth at such a time as this, you want to make sure that that purpose is fulfilled. Because we're here right now by God's design. And you know, something else I want to touch on too is in the midst of all of the false words going out right now, all of the false prophecies going out right now, and there are tons of them, and so we're just calling it out right now for what it is. So for all the people that have gone in those lines and in those ways, and as nothing of what they predict happens during this time, you know, well, just, yeah, we told you. So, which is just, it's just funny because I think, you know, people like the entertainment factor. And, you know, but listen, if you eat junk food, you're not going to have good energy. If you dine on garbage in, garbage out. So you just be mindful of that. So a lot of these things that are out there, they really are garbages as far as ministries go and as far as what it is that they're engaged in. Listen, if God doesn't give it to you to say, just don't say it. And see, this is why too, we've chosen not to monetize something like this as well, because why? Because if we don't have something to say, we don't say it. We don't need to keep you guys hanging around. You know, we don't need to keep you here week to week. Sometimes we get messages back to back to back to back, and then there's times, you know, we've dropped off for weeks. Just nothing to say. Why? Because sometimes, too, in the middle of that, God is speaking something to your individual heart, and He wants you to look to Him, not to somebody else out there. So, yeah, you know, we're just on call. That's all it is. Now, with all that's going on right now in the world, right? How now do you relate? How now do you go forward? Well, listen, there's going to be a lot of things that are taking place. But part of our way that we relate, you want to be responsive to the way the Spirit of God is speaking to you. You want to be flexible. You want to stay in prayer. We've talked about this, and I need to encourage you guys again in this, is the act of prayer, which is where you get before God, and the state of prayer, which is where you stay in that communion with Him throughout the day. And as things come up, your response should be from a place of prayer and should be from a place of that connection with the Spirit. Don't get into that fleshy base way of relating to other people, because all these people are going about like that, and they're getting more and more fierce and stupid in their interactions because they have no foundation. So you can just see people biting and devouring each other in their own responses because they don't know what to do. They don't even know where they are. So, you know, occasionally you might be able to help somebody, but for the most part, you know, at this stage, we've got some key things that need to happen, and you need to be mindful of your energies and your efforts, because like we've talked about before, you want to be poured out as the Spirit of God would lead and guide you. You don't want to be siphoned off, and they're two different things. The world will siphon you off, and that's where it tries to get you positioned in a place like a battery and drain you. Drain your efforts, drain your energies, drain you spiritually, mentally, physically, whereas what God wants to do with you is He wants to lead and direct your energies, your efforts, and He wants to pour you out according to His leading, His guiding, His purpose. And that is the place you want to be in step with. You don't want to be siphoned off. You want to be poured out. And when God pours you out, you're going to have peace in that. Your efforts are going to see incredible, seemingly miraculous results in this time, by the way. I mean, incredible results in this time. you know, I see more and more right now, too, the need just to allow the Spirit of God to direct you. Because it's interesting, because the last few weeks in particular, there's been a lot of stuff that's come up. And in the need to stay the course and to allow the Spirit of God to direct you is very important, because right now there's some key things that God would have for you and I to be a part of. And in order for us to be a part of those key things, you've got to stay in step. So back to prayer. Pray, pray, pray. You know, I hope you guys are out there. I hope you're doing that. in your time. I hope that, you know, God is, as He's quickening you, that you respond. You know, and it doesn't have to be at some set time. Just respond. I mean, like, you know, the other day, it's kind of later in the day. It was almost getting into the evening. And just like, but that strong pull in the Spirit to get away and spend some time in prayer. Like, just do it. Because God, there's a lot of things out there that require somebody to go to bat in the realm of the Spirit at such a time as this. And you and I need to respond, because a lot of people don't have that audience. Listen, if you do not have that, see, boldly we come before the throne of grace. We come before the Father through the blood and the body of Jesus Christ. And so we have that access because of our high priest. We have that access to come before God's throne. A lot of people don't have that. We can go before the Father and we can pray in Jesus' name and things will change. That's incredibly powerful. So we are the ones that need to do that, and we're the ones that need to petition before the Father according to the plan and purpose of God. And when you pray, things will change. When you pray, things are shaped. If anybody that's been close to us and known us on a personal level know how God has used us and people that are close to us and connected to us to literally shape what's happened in nations around the world. Now, that happens with the people of God. Your destiny is much more expansive than you've ever allowed for in your own thought process. You've got to let God take you to another level in your own thinking. You know, I had to go through some of my own correction and even my own mind, because a lot of times we can limit ourselves. We can limit ourselves in our own thinking, in our own thought process, we can box ourselves in. And in the process of boxing ourselves in, it's almost a form of false humility, where you just sort of say, oh, okay, well, you know, this is just going to be the limit of my expectations. And that's not God. You know, God is doing much more than, God's doing much more than you and I would think in our own natural mind. Now, I want to read a little passage for you. Ephesians chapter 4. Verse 1, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthily of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with longsuffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. Our Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore, he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive, and gave gifts unto men. Now, that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth. That he that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. So we all come to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up unto him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted, by which every joint supplieth according to the effectual workings in the measure of every part, making increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Ah, beautiful. Love that. That ye henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Are you guys not yet tired of the false prophecies? Are you not yet tired of all the fear mongers that are out there that stamp the name of Jesus onto their own stuff to try to give it legitimacy? Have you not been tossed to and fro long enough with every wind of doctrine? All kinds of things that don't give or grant any peace, but yet you go and you adhere to them and you try to enforce them on other people because you think by groupthink that you can get everybody on that same page, and then something's going to be okay because there's something wrong inside of your own heart that's not been resolved, but you figure if you can just control somebody else, that by controlling somebody else, that maybe now it's going to be okay inside of you. Have you not yet grown tired of that? Or do you want to just keep doing that all the way into old age and just be bitter and angry and just seething? Or do you want to come to a place of peace? Do you want to come into the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, unto that perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ? Would you not rather come into that? Are we there yet? Or do you want one more go-round? Do you want to just go through one more round of... Yeah, you know what? I was talking to a friend about this the other day. So, I had... a friend of mine owns a bookstore, and I bought a copy of this book, and it's out there somewhere. 88 Reasons Why Jesus Is Coming in 1988. And... Oh, you laugh now. It was out there. And the entire premise of this book was that the nation of Israel was formed in 1948, and so therefore, you know, they took one scripture, took another one, wove them all together. And now, I bought this book somewhere in like 2000 and something or other. So this was way after this book was well done and expired. But I bought it as something to keep in mind, because it was an object lesson for me more than anything else. And but the premise of it was that, you know, there was something that Jesus said about this generation shall surely not pass until all these signs have been fulfilled. And so, and then there was also another place in the scriptures where it talks about a generation being, you know, 40 years. And so 40 years in the desert, all the children of Israel. So just, you know, were died out and the next generation came forward before they went into the promised land. So all these things are there. And did it happen? No. No, it didn't. Let me remind you guys, amidst all the stuff that's going on, Luke chapter 17, verse 20. And when was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God, Jesus' words now, words in red, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation. Neither shall they say, lo here or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. A lot of people doing a lot of observation right now. Now, you can observe all kinds of things, just realize that that's not the kingdom. You can observe all kinds of stuff, just realize that's not the kingdom. It's just observations, signs of the times. And those are interesting. They're interesting. I love watching a sunset. I love watching a bird fly. I love some of these timetables for some of these things taking place and eclipses and all that. It's fascinating for me. It's not the kingdom. People demanded, when's the kingdom going to come, Jesus? And he said, it doesn't come with observation. Neither shall they say, lo here or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. See, God is outside of time. And as eternal beings, when you cross from darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto God, you cross out of time as well into an eternal state. And from an eternal state, if you're flowing with the Spirit of the living God, then God is going to work with you on an individual basis with what's necessary for truth and revelation and your own spiritual maturity to move on in the purposes and plans of God. Now, sometimes when people look back in a calendar, and sometimes in retrospect, you look back and you're like, oh my gosh, this was happening here and this was happening there. Listen, the Jewish scholars of the day when Jesus appeared and Jesus was doing all that stuff that he was doing, and they were expecting a Messiah and they were expecting all kinds of stuff, but they missed it. It was right under their noses and they missed it. The kingdom of God did not come with careful observation in their own time. And this is, mind you, people that spoke the language and lived in the context and did all the rest of that stuff. We talked about this, you know, recently as well. Even John the Baptist struggled. Him being the one that baptized and made straight the way for Jesus, and even he struggled because it didn't show up. Jesus didn't show up the way that he thought the Messiah should show up. He had his own expectations. And so when he sent his disciples, and he sent his disciples to ask Jesus, were you the one that was supposed to come, or should we be looking for somebody else? I mean, that's mind-blowing. Here's John. John the Baptist, of those born among women, not one greater that was born than John. And yet, he even struggled with it in the context of what he was dealing with. Open your eyes. Understand. If you are looking for things, signs, wonders, miracles, all that other stuff, if you're looking for power, if you're looking for all these externals, you are going to be put on a roller coaster that will take you up, down, sideways, all over the place. Meanwhile, that eternal word of Christ Jesus is right there for you, saying, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation, neither shall they say, lo here or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. The wise man digs deep. The kingdom is within you. That's, my brothers and sisters, what's important. You know, when I was, some of you guys know that I've been listening for a long time. I've done disaster work in other countries and different places. You know, when the tsunami hit Sri Lanka, for people that were on the coastline on the 26th of December 2004, in that morning, that was their apocalypse. For the people that lived in Haiti and were in a poorly built place in January 2010 when that epicenter hit just outside of Port-au-Prince in Laogon, a lot of them, that was their apocalypse. There's some people that have crossed the street today and didn't make it to the other side. That was their apocalypse. You can spend your life wrapped up in observation, going to and fro, here and there, scattered all over the place, and never ever move forward in that which God has already given you. The kingdom is within you. My sheep know my voice. They won't follow another. Are you moving forward in that which God has for you? Or are you going to spend your life being tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine, never moving forward in the knowledge and the truth of what God has said, but being children giving yourselves over to false workers, false teachers that lie in wait to deceive you, to trick you, to merchandise you. You know, we've been attacked here at Faith Mix over the years. You know, those have actually toned down a lot because I think a lot of those guys are not around anymore. I think they just got wiped out. Because that happens too, by the way. Why do you think, listen, we survive because God has put a very powerful hedge of protection around us. Oh my gosh. If you guys even knew, God has taken care of us. We move forward because we have an incredible, our spiritual security detail, I mean, makes the President of the United States' security detail look like a tiny little drop in the ocean. I mean, what we have surrounding us at any given time in the realm of the Spirit, it's exactly what we need to be able to carry on with what God asked for us to do. We would not be able to be here if God does not protect and watch over us. So it's a stupid thing for people to attack those that walk with the living God. Because why? Because we lay down our lives as the Spirit of God quickens us. No one takes it from us. We lay it down of our own accord only to take it back up again. You, my brother and sister, you have that same thing given to you by the Spirit of God. You have power and authority in Jesus' name to do that because you've been sent here on a mission. And you've not been sent here just to be devoured and bit and chewed up and spit upon and all that. No, that's not your call in this life. You've been sent here with purpose. You're an ambassador of Christ. You've been given a call and a purpose and an assignment in the earth. And you got to get about that. So the kingdom is within. And you've got protection, by the way. You've got weapons of your warfare, by the way. Go back to Ephesians and read them. Know that they're there. Use them. God wants you to use what He's given you. Listen, I can give you keys to a brand new car and you can go and I can put it in your driveway. But unless you get outside of your house, open that car door, get inside and turn it on and drive, you're not going anywhere. God has given you the keys to the kingdom, the access, I should say. You know, let me clarify that a little bit more. You've been given access to everything that you need in Christ Jesus. It's been opened up to you. Got to move through that. Those doors have been opened at this point. You've been given tools. You've been given direction. You've been given an assignment. You have everything you need to decimate and destroy the works of the devil. You've been given everything you need to tear down demonic strongholds. You've been given everything you need to displace powers and principalities, spiritual wickedness in high places. Would you please do it? Would you please pray? Oh, by the way, 20 on 20 is coming up. Would you please join brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus all over the world and spend 20 minutes on the 20th of this month praying for the end of human trafficking in modern day slavery. Would you please do that? Would you please not just be an observer and a consumer of information and a consumer of services and a consumer of podcasts? Would you please get in the fight? Would you please pray? Would you please use the gifts of God and not just complain? Would you please be that force of good and truth and light and peace and speak the truth? Please. Please use what God has given you. Jesus Christ went to the cross, did everything necessary so that you and I would have all that we need to not just exit this life and to carry on into an eternal state, but to be about His purposes now. Today is the day of salvation, not when you die. If that was the case, then the second that you pray the sinner's prayer, you should be exiting out that next moment. No, you're still here for a reason. Listen, we have moved into an incredible, incredible space right now in the realm of the Spirit. Please, open your eyes. Realize what you have. Move forward in that which God has given you. And listen, let the blind lead the blind, and you just let them fall into a ditch. Let them do that. Let them carry on with all that craziness and that foolishness. Occasionally, you might spot check some people. Maybe they want to come out of that. But you carry on with what God has for you. You carry on with the purposes that God has for you. There's going to be those that will turn. There's going to be a lot that won't. God has us here to be witnesses, to be speakers of truth. God has us here to carry on with His purposes and real, incredible assignments in the earth at such a time as this. It's time to get on with those. So, in the midst of all that's been taking place in these months, hey, we're at peace. To live is Christ. To die is gain. Remember that. So now that you're still here, carry on with the things of Christ, whether it be for a moment or whether it be for a lifetime, whatever it may be. Focus on that which is real, that which is necessary, that which is true, and God bless you. With that, hey, we love you guys. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Say hi. Talk to you soon. God bless you. Bye.